Sing 96, Philco and Jade for breakfast, 19 to 7. What's that very questionable website you got up there at the moment? Somebody with Rainbow Beach Blokes, is that right?
Well, it's for a good cause.
IT will be phoning you shortly.
It's legit.
All right.
I like how whenever I look up these websites, I have to say to you, hey, Bilks, I'm Googling nude men Rainbow Beach or something like that in case the boss comes in and he's like, why did you Google nude men Rainbow Beach?
You know you can clear your browser history.
I don't know how to.
I'll
can you do
you
it on a work computer?
Well, you can do that browser, but the server retains the information. Anyway, that's another story. I don't want to tell you IT secrets. There's a calendar out there with a whole bunch of nude blokes on there for Rainbow Beach, and I thought, how do we find out about this? And I got sent a lead through Facebook that Alicia is the lady to get in touch with. That's you, Alicia, correct? Have we got the right number here?
I think I can guess. Yeah, you need some ice bags or you lost some clothes.
Or clothes, exactly.
Yeah, it sounds like everybody's lost their clothes, hey?
Yeah, that's what's happening now.
Saw Bruffy talk about this the other day, and I've seen some stuff online about the whole bunch of blokes in a calendar. Can you explain what it's all about, mate? What's going on? Bunch of blokes taking their gear off. That gets me excited. Well, I shouldn't say that.
Not in a weird way, Alicia.
Gets Jade excited.
I know, and we've had to beg everyone, please take them off. No, it's all for a good cause, and everyone was quite, you know, honored and glad to jump on board or jump on the car or jump on the fridge in the cold room to take the photo. Everyone was just jumping.
So how did it work? Did you have like 100 blokes put their hand up and then you had to whittle it down to 12 to go over the calendar year?
Well, you know, in 1 year there's only 12 months and we decided to give priority to the businessmen.
Yes.
Rainbow Beach, it's all about business. It's all about tourism, hospitality, the mechanics fixing the vehicles for the four-wheel drive and all of that. And after everything that happened in, 2-3 years now with the COVID and all different emergencies, with the weather, the rain, the hail, the storm, a bit of extra pressure on, you know, running a business and everything. So that's why we decided to pick as a theme the local businessmen. And most of them have got even more than one business. And they're fathers and they're trying to be a good husband, a good partner, although as a woman, we still whinge a little bit.
That's the question. How do the partners feel about their boys bearing all on a calendar?
Oh, we've had some giggles. Wives were, of course, you know, during the photo shoot, they were there, and they were the ones, come on, take your gear off, come on, just show off. No, jokes apart, it, of course, we've been very sensitive about all of this, but everyone was just happy. And again, it's about the message, it's about the metaphor and everything. So yes, partners, they were glad and laughing and enjoying the whole thing. We might have had actually a bit, you know, a few bribes. Can I have that photo just for myself? But that's a whole different story.
Well, you do this for 12, 18 months and then you get the girls of Rainbow Beach to come and do something similar because, I mean, it's all about mental health, isn't it? So the cause is good.
Oh, are you suggesting me something in particular?
I think that's what he is suggesting, actually, Alicia. I think he's got an idea there for next year.
Our very own Jade could lead the charge.
I'm actually going to tell you something. We started for the Ladies' Day. So as women, we were invited, because we do have our own little group here of women in business, you know, from the Kualoa Coast area. And we started taking these photo shoots for the Ladies' Day events. And we were all shy and this and that. But once we started just breaking the ice and everything, it was fantastic. It was a great feeling. The self-esteem and just being together and enjoying and then the excitement of looking at the photo. And it was great. So that's when it actually came up.
What if
we invite the blokes to do the same? Because men can be more reserved, believe it or not.
Yes.
Yep.
You know, it's a harder shell to crack. And that's why we focus on them now.
Alicia, was it hard to convince these blokes to get their kit off? Because I know if I said to my husband, oh, do you want to get nude for a calendar? It's for a good cause. He'd be like, no thanks. So
yeah, we had lots of rehearsing time. How are we going to propose it to them so that
clever.
We don't get slapped or whatever? So with Jess McKenzie, the photographer, there's been a lot of time working on the right words, the right way to say.
Yes.
But then we were more concerned. We were just like, yeah, right on, I'll do it.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay.
So where do we get the calendars, Alicia? That's what we want to know. Where do we buy them from?
We have created a website, which is www.rainbowbeachblogs.com. And that's where we've put in all the information, all the amazing sponsors that are also jumping on board, all the info, and you can pre-order. Now, the printed copies, we're going to deliver them to everyone that is in the area when we're having a launch event.
Oh, that's a bit special.
So it's not official yet. When is that going to take place?
The second half of November, for sure. So around, I can tell you, around the 20th of November, it might happen.
I like that.
Good.
I'm on the page now, rainbowbeachblokes.com. There are some ripper photos on here.
What's your favourite month, Jo?
How good. Well, I'm not even in the month yet.
When is your birthday?
March.
Okay, you're going to like Mark.
I'm liking them all. I mean, these are blokes. There's a bloke. This is Glenn in front of a helicopter. Brent's in front of a keg. I mean, Joel Mack's got a guitar over his bottom.
Look at Rob the Iceman.
Have a look at Tristan. Sick. He's and there's a few cannons. There are a few. Are they cannons? I think there's. And a man climbing a tree in the nude. Go, Shane. Get amongst
that's
it,
the elf.
Shane.
The naughty elf.
He looks a bit naughty indeed, Alicia.
Scott's got a lot of sausage action going on, isn't he, Matt?
He's a butcher. We should clarify.
Okay, right.
He does appear to be
and those sausages are all on special from now on, I believe.
100% pure Australian beef sausage.
Aussie made. Yes.
Aussie made. Oh, you're fun.
You've got to have fun with this. And look, Rainbow Beach Blokes, the website has it all. We'll get to post it up on our socials too, Alicia, to get it out there. But let's raise money and let's make this a bonza event and maybe make it a yearly thing for you guys.
We've been receiving so much interest that we might have to keep working on this.
Yes, you will.
It's such a great initiative. It's such a great idea. And a big shout out to every bloke that said yes to doing this. So go to rainbowbeachblokes.com for more information. Thank you so much, Alicia.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And I hope you all enjoy your copy.